Open your eyes. There. That's it. Give yourself a little while to adjust. Your head must feel awful. You don't remember me. The man who helped you across the street just now? Well, I'm wounded after the way your heart skipped a beat at the touch of my hand on your waist. I thought I'd left little more of an impression. Perhaps it's the headache. Yes, that must be it. Ah, see? There you go. That's the look of recognition I was expecting. Would it be rude to comment on how cute you look when you're confused? The way your eyebrows scrunch up and your eyes dart around the room, searching for familiar landmarks? Ah, but there aren't any here. This room doesn't exactly exist in your world. I didn't drug you. You mortal women always assume the worst right up front, don't you? No, it's much more interesting than that. When I say that this room doesn't exist in your world, it also means that you aren't in your own reality anymore. This is a place between time, and I've brought you here to be mine. Go ahead and pace every corner. There's no way out without my powers to open the door again. Why would I? I have absolutely no reason to release you, and you have absolutely no way to force me to do so. You're here with me now. That's all that matters. You don't have to worry about aging, or getting sick, or dying. We have an eternity to spend together. Isn't that wonderful? Ah, all right. I'm playing hard to get. How about we teach you a little lesson about exactly what you are dealing with here? Look over at that wall. I've opened a window into your old reality. Let's take a look at your family, shall we? See? They're completely unaware of your disappearance. In fact, they're unaware you ever existed at all. Funny, I wonder who could have done that. No, I'm not lying. Look closer at the picture frame above the fireplace. The one with your parents after your graduation. Ah, yes, now you're getting it. You're nowhere to be found. It's just them. There's no evidence of you anywhere. You can search all you like. Oh, let's not get physically violent. Not like it has any effect on me, but I don't want you to embarrass yourself by trying. See how much I care about you. Oh, hush, my love. Your eyes are far too lovely to be filled with such foolish tears. You're safe here. You should know, I've been watching you for some time now. I know how much you've really wanted this. For someone to take you away. To keep you locked up, nice and safe. For someone to make you theirs. The shivers of pleasure you felt every time those kinds of thoughts passed through that beautifully twisted mind of yours. That was me. My breath down your neck as your fingers drifted down to stroke that aching need. You couldn't see me then, but I was there. Every time you let yourself fantasize, all those late nights writhing and whimpering, all those men who never called you back for a second date. I was the one who made sure they stayed out of your life. I made sure you would remain untouched until I took you at last. Why are you still so upset? This place has everything you need and more. Just look for anything you want and you will find it. Everything is here. Well, except people, of course. Don't be so petulant, mortal. I have the power to make your life excruciatingly miserable, should I see fit. But I also have the power to give you boundless ecstasy. You respond so well to that, blushing already. Your body has belonged to me from the moment I came across your thoughts. From that moment I knew you were mine to possess. That's why it obeys so naturally. Yes, you can cling to my arm for support. I can see that your legs are shaking too badly for you to stand anymore. Ah, but this is only a taste of what I can give you, my dear. You're going to have to let me in deeper. Much, much deeper. Open your mind to me. Let go of that connection to your old life. Let me wash away the memories of loneliness and regret till there is only me. Give your body over to it. Let me burrow inside and consume you whole. Still a shred of resistance? That's okay. Though I'd imagine it'd be pretty hard to think with your pussy dripping and throbbing like that. Oh, but you can't come, can you? You're just on the verge of it. Ah, no touching. Let's just put your hands above your head like this so you don't get tempted. Please. Please what? Let you come. Oh, it's so much more fun to watch you squirm and thrash like that. You should see your face. It's quite a sight. Turn around and look in this mirror. Tell me what you see. Do you see a woman who is in any position to make demands from a god? Because I don't. I see a frantic little girl in desperate need of an orgasm. Do you remember what I said about eternity? Because I could let this go on for as long as I see fit, until it's the only thing you remember how to feel. An eternity of you begging and throbbing and dripping and panting doesn't sound like bad entertainment to me. No. And what am I supposed to do with you? Well, I already gave you a chance to give yourself to me, and you turned it down. Isn't it fitting I've made your body as indecisive as your mind? Maybe it wants to come. Maybe it doesn't. Who knows? Come on, you seemed so headstrong before. Where did that fighting spirit go? Where are those determined eyes, that hard grit of expression? Gone? Maybe you're thinking you made the wrong decision. Or maybe you aren't thinking anything at all. Maybe all your energy is focused right there, between your legs, on the edge of misery and ecstasy. You want to finish, to feel that rush of completion, but then you don't want it to end either, do you? It just feels so, so good. And you know I can make you go on forever like this. Ah, say it more clearly. I can't understand you when you mumble. Yes, that's what I wanted to hear. Say it again. Say, I will surrender myself to you. Louder. Louder. Yes, good girl. And you mean it, right? No going back? Excellent. You can let your arms down now, but don't touch. Oh, no whining. I'll keep my promise if you keep yours. There we go. Lie down here. Yes, that's it. Open your legs for me. You know, your face looks so perfect when it's pent up like that. I'll just position myself like this, so I can place my hand right above it. Spread your legs wider and keep them still. You're trembling. That's better. Look at me and don't you dare shut your eyes. These are going to be the last moments you ever think about anything or anyone else ever again. You're going to belong to me, and you're going to love every single moment of it. Take me, all of me inside you, just like this. Yes, that's it. Buck your hips against it. Look me in the eyes as you come, and come, and come. Let yourself drown in that pleasure. Nothing else matters anymore, just this. You don't exist to anyone else but me, and you know that's all you need. I can see it in your face, that rapture. That bliss, you've finally given yourself over to it. Good girl. What a good girl. Forget about everything else you have ever held dear. None of it matters anymore. As long as you have this. As long as you have me. It will all fade away until all that's left is me and you and eternity.